Good afternoon, and welcome to the second segment of Born on the 4th of July. I would like to format this hour. We have Barry Shamish on board, and go to the website www.barryshamish.com. You can go there, and then also lulu.com and order some books. We have a world-renowned journalist who has written many books, and they're available there. And, of course, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin was a very, very highlight and still is a lot of information there for people to understand. A lot of books you have written in the half hour at the end of 30 minutes here. Then we will bring on Dr. Ott on an update on the pandemic. So, Barry, the response to all of your books through the years, it's been incredible, hasn't it, with the maybe Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, bringing to light to the world, your investigative journalistic effort on that murder.
Well, the Rabin book, of course, was my triumph. It was translated into 7 languages. It made number 1 in Israel. That was my moment in the sun. The other books are very hard for people to comprehend. And there's something in the psychology of people who are eternally optimistic, and they don't like their reality disturbed in any way. And those books are actually just as good as Rabin, but a little tougher on the human psychology. But
it is a difficult thing. It is a very difficult thing to come to grips with reality. Most people are very uncomfortable with reality and choose something entirely different. Some of your topics have been about Israel's future, a country without borders. And, here we have the focus on Jerusalem. We have the focus on the Holy Land. We have the focus on Lebanon and Syria and Egypt and tunnels and Hamas and all of these things that most people don't comprehend. They can't figure it out. And it is difficult. It is difficult.
Well, if you don't want to figure it out, it's difficult. In that case, join a bowling league and live your life out, and that's that. But if you're trying to sort out what's being done to us, and Israel is certainly at a keystone of what's being done to us everywhere, read my books. Now, let me, again, just verify all my work with more facts. Now, again, all the way back in 94, I said that Jerusalem would be taken over by the Vatican and the UN, and it seems a little strange and that you don't want to believe it. However, Netanyahu met Obama, 2 months ago. He came back to Israel, and he gave a speech at a place called Yeshivat Merkaz HaRav, also the home of a massacre that I have claimed it happened about a year and a half ago. I have claimed that it was the Israeli secret services working with the PLO to kill the religious, and there is a war against religion in Israel. And it's really not a place that you should visit unless you understand there's a war being waged against Israeli Jews. If you don't understand that, stay away from Israel. You'll be just getting a bunch of propaganda where your throat will clutch when you see holy places, and who knows if they're holy. If you don't know what's going on, stay away from the place.
We'll go to break here, and we'll be right back.
Oh, boy.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Okay, Barry Shamish, you're going to have a good segment here to tell your story without interruption. So we're back on RBN, and here you go. Tell us what you'd like to finish here.
All righty. Now, Netanyahu meets Obama a couple months ago. He comes back to Israel, and he has a public meeting, which is broadcast all over Israel, a major meeting, a policy meeting at the Yeshivat Merkaz Harav, and he said something nobody knew about, well, except anyone who reads me. He says that Obama tried to make him take down the Israeli flag at the Western Wall and replace it with the UN flag. Now, again, to me, this was no shock. And to the audience, they didn't know what he was talking about. What UN flag? Why should we put up a UN flag over the Western Wall? Netanyahu gave this impassioned speech saying that he would not take the Israeli flag down at the Western Wall and put up the UN flag. The Israeli flag would continue to wave at the Western Wall. What was he talking about? Now, again, it became a minor issue, well, because the Israeli people didn't know that this was even an issue. Obama tried to make Netanyahu remove the Israeli flag from the holiest site in Judaism, the Western Wall. Netanyahu gave a national speech that he would not replace the Israeli flag with the UN flag. I've been saying this since 1994. These nut jobs who created what is called the Oslo Peace, which is now the Roadmap Peace or the Saudi Plan or the Barcelona Plan. It doesn't matter. It's the same. It's the exact same diplomacy under different names. They want the UN replacing Israel even beside the Western Wall, and Netanyahu stood firm and said that we will not let the UN flag fly over our holy wall, and nobody knew what he was talking about. I knew what he was talking about. Great. The point of the matter is what I had written in 94, Netanyahu, well, he told the nation that I was right. Now, when you deal with Netanyahu, understand something. He was taken over by what you call neocons, or the neoconservative branch of the CFR. When he was a very young man at MIT back in 1974, the whole gang of them, Richard Perle, George Shultz, not to mention George Bush, the senior, got Netanyahu under their powers. They pushed him. They made him ambassador, deputy ambassador to the United States, followed by Israeli ambassador to the UN. All of it was done by the CFR. All of it. And they thought Netanyahu would be a little more cooperative. As it turns out, he's got a conscience, I think. Either that or he is really the world's finest political actor. He probably has a conscience and is. I've met Netanyahu. I met him in a place called Beit Shemesh a long time before he was prime minister. And I questioned him about secret meetings he had held in England with one Lord Levy. He denied ever taking these meetings place. He was lying to me, but he also knew who I was. And he says, when you write your books, do you gather evidence about meetings that never took place? So he did know who I was. He is probably a very sophisticated liar. And you have to watch out for this. Now, how much time do we have?
We have probably, 14 minutes.
All right, let's go on to what's happening in Israel. Before I conclude with I need help about AT&T, I can't get my articles out. Let's look at what's happening to the Netanyahu government. People in somewhere, I don't know where, I can guess Washington, are trying to knock down this government in Netanyahu. Now, the Netanyahu government is composed of Avigdor Lieberman's party, that's the second biggest party in Israel, followed by Ehud Barak's Labor Party, which supposedly are in direct opposition to the Likud party of Netanyahu, but that's how he formed his government. Avigdor Lieberman has been, the Israel police has recommended his indictment for money laundering, graft, and corruption this week. This week. Now, if Lieberman goes, he will take his party out of the government, and the Netanyahu government will fall. You may not know this. Well, I'm telling you this. If Lieberman goes, because, and by the way, he is corrupt. I could go through the whole story of the Jericho Casino and the money he got through one Martin Schlaff in Vienna. He is corrupt. But we're talking here about selective justice. You've got Peres sitting as president of Israel. He's a murderer. He should have been indicted for Rabin's murder and certainly for Sharon's near murder. He's sitting in a hospital waiting for a brain transplant after Peres got through with him. But no one's going to touch Peres. Ehud Barak was investigated by the police for massive corruption. Everyone took the fifth. Nothing happened to Ehud Barak. In fact, his aide, Yitzhak Herzog is sitting in Netanyahu's government. Nobody is going to be indicted by the police, but Lieberman will be busted. And when he goes, the Netanyahu government will fall. This is something you should know. All right, a little background. Maybe Netanyahu does have a conscience. Somebody is working through the regular channels of the corrupt Israeli police to get rid of it. Well, his second party in parliament is Avigdor Lieberman's party. When it goes, Netanyahu goes. I can't promise this will happen. This is actually, though, a fact. The police are going to indict and charge Avigdor Lieberman. Now, next is this article, and I know I'm confusing people, but again, I wrote an article which apologized for my previous article claiming that Hamas had married 450 of its so-called soldiers to toddlers, 7-year-old girls. The point of the matter is they very well may have, but more to the point, I wasn't the only one fooled. All over the internet, major sites reported this pedophile, mass pedophile wedding, including WorldNet Daily and other sites that were all in my apologetic letter that AT&T would not let reach my readers. The point of this issue is that worldwide, that's what the world thinks of Hamas. They think they're a bunch of barbarians because worldwide they assumed that they were marrying off their soldiers to 7- and 8-year-old girls. And this is a point that I went into my apology that nobody is reading. In the world of Hamas and also in the world of the PLO, brides are not chosen through love. And I know this personally, and it's a long story, but in that world, the world of the Arabs, it's very widespread, but certainly in the world of the Palestinians, the brides are chosen to marry the grooms by clan and tribe. They're pre-chosen marriages. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's a majority. And when I lived in Israel, I would see these star-crossed lovers, Arabs, running from their little villages, and I would see them on the benches of parks in Armon and Netziv, at Jerusalem neighborhood, close to three Arab cities. I would see them in shoddy hotels in Netanya getting a last tryst before they have to marry someone they don't love. We're not talking promiscuity here. We're talking about the right to marry someone you love. That's not allowed by their families, by their clans. It's not allowed. Now, when I was when I was writing in Israel, but separate issues, it doesn't matter what, I interviewed Devorah Weissman, not a very good writer, and she earned her living by being the spokeswoman for the Shaarei Tzedek Hospital in Jerusalem. And she told me something which I later checked, and it turned out to be true, and you can look it up yourself. She said, when we're dealing with Arab children here, we're talking about inbreeding. When cousins marry cousins, that is when clan marries clan, which means that cousins marrying cousins, the children have genetic diseases you don't see anywhere else in the world. And she told me a fact that, again, go look it up on the internet. In Gaza, they have the world's highest percentage of transsexual children, children born with the genitals of a woman.
We'll pick it up in a few minutes. We'll have a commercial break.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Well, Barry, you've given me a window into arranged marriages. I hadn't really thought about that before, but you are exposing to us that in their tribes or their clans, they have a system of pre-choosing how and who to whom you are married. And I guess that is something we should reflect on. Maybe we knew that, but we don't think in terms of how it's carried out always.
It's carried out by force. Now, how much time do we have?
Okay, we've got about 6 or 7 minutes back to the break. Okay.
All right. Well, what I'm going to say, I'm going to give a story. In Gaza, 1 in 100 children are born transsexual. It's genetic inbreeding. They're born transsexual. This is also not well known. And this fact, again, was given to me by Devorah Weissman, spokeswoman for Shaarei Tzedek Hospital in Jerusalem. They have terrible problems with inbreeding. Now, I'm going to give you a story about when I was a soldier in Gaza. I was in the IDF for 13 years. Regular and reserve. Now, I served in Gaza. We would patrol, and, you know, patrolling soldier doesn't have that much excitement. Someone throws stones at you, and you stop the APV, and you run through the alleys of crowded neighborhoods trying to catch kids. It's not really soldier work. It's pretty unexciting. But we did have one incident that I will always remember, and you're going to find out about, I guess. We heard blood-curdling screams from an orchard. We were there, again, armored personnel carriers. We heard the screams. We stopped them, and there was three men. One was tied to a tree. There was a little fire, and there were two men crouching beside the fire. We surrounded them. We unlocked the safeties on our machine guns, and we told them not to move. We called the local constabulary to come and deal with them, and when they arrived, we approached the scene. The man tied to a tree was screeching in agony, and he was, well, he was very relieved that we saved him. In the fire, there were videotapes that were melting. And as they melted, the dripping plastic was poured over the man's... He was wearing underwear, that's it. It was poured all over his body. Dripping, boiling hot plastic. And little by little, we asked the man... what was going on, obviously, why did they do this? The videotapes were porn. And the crime was that he watched them in his house. And for that, he was taken into an orchard, and he was tortured. Now, I'm not going to have a moralistic view of anything, but you don't torture someone if you don't agree with their habits. That was his crime. He had a habit that went against the sexual rules of Gaza. All I can say about this video on Sky News, if Hamas arranged a mass wedding with little girls, it wouldn't surprise me in the least. When I waited 6 days before I released this video to my readers, there were reasons for me to believe it was accurate. And I had seen them with my own eyes. There is a perverse anti-love. Forget anti-sexual. Your listeners may have their own views, but anti-love, I'm sure everyone agrees, when you choose a partner, you better love her. And if you don't love her, you're going to have a very frustrating life. That's what's going on in Gaza. Very, very few partnerships are based on love. And if you dare to show your frustration with a porn tape, what I saw is they torture you. I don't know what dripping plastic feels like, but it's awfully hot, and it must be awfully, awfully painful. That's what my unit caught two Arabs doing to another one in Gaza.
Why don't you give out your contacts again in case someone has now got a pencil and paper and saying, I would hope that they would repeat that. The plea for maybe some legal advice on the blocking of your system and then also the access for your books and your website.
All right. The books are at www.lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. There's a search engine. Click books and then my name. Spell C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish. My website is www.barrychamish.com. Now, the issue with AT&T is I don't want just advice. If you know someone who knows constitutional law, I want to talk to him seriously. I can't work. They've cut off my source of labor. And my phone number, if you can help, is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079.
Thanks for being on Born on the 4th of July. And it's a lot of good information. Good luck to you with your system.
Thank you, Barbara. Bye, all.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, for this segment to the top of the hour, we are honored to have Dr. True Ott. We're going to return to the topic of potential pandemic for the world. And I say good afternoon to you, Dr. Ott.
Good afternoon, Barbara Jean. It's a pleasure to be back on your show. Thank you.
You keep doing research that is just amazing. So I would invite you to share that. An update for the listening audience, and we will do this from time to time to stave off this global pandemic that is being brought to us.
Well, thank you. You know, as you go through life, as you can attest, we won't talk about how many years we've been doing this. We don't want to age ourselves. but most definitely, you know, I've been fortunate enough to kind of put things back in my memory, my data bank, so to speak, and then suddenly something comes up and I remember what I learned about a decade or so ago. And this is the case of this latest linking. I had a series of new revelations that came from the halls of the CDC. I'm a subscriber because of my professional credentials into a PubMed group that basically you can get access to all of the government scientists and their publications. And so just this last weekend, I came across an incredible paper that has not yet been published. It was put out for kind of peer review before they publish it. I say they, meaning the CDC and their journal. is scheduled to come out this October, kind of the same time when this thing will be starting to really ramp up. And it's the paper is entitled Resurrecting Pandemic Influenza Viruses.
You've got to be kidding.
I wish I was, and I wish I could give you a copy, but I had to literally sign all kinds of confidentiality agreements that it's only for my personal eyes only. But I'm here to tell you, and I really kind of shouldn't even be talking about this right now based on my agreement that I signed. I won't tell anybody.
Just keep within the framework, okay?
Yeah, but, you know, it basically is everything I've been talking about on this show with you, and even before that, a year or so earlier in 2008. It gives complete corroboration and verification of everything I've been saying. So with that in my wind in my sails, I thought, no, wait a minute. There's things in that paper referencing back to specific computer programs that enabled the scientists, Dr. Taubenberger and others at Fort Detrick, to do this work. You see, you know, the DNA, even if some of a virus structure, a DNA, and there's 8 different strands of chromosomal material in the virus, 8 different ones. Each of these chromosome spirals is so incredibly complex, even in something as microscopic as a virus. So, you know, to get into the ability to analyze a killer virus, such as what went through the world in 1918, it takes a lot of very sophisticated equipment to get that done, okay? First of all, you have to have the microscopes that can see it and then have those microscopes be tied into a master supercomputer to analyze what you're seeing, okay, to even go down and break down those spirals. And then, again, to be able to take that virus apart and then reverse engineer it into a lockdown mold of a human plasmid, no, you need some very sophisticated equipment. And some of my detractors in what I've written and said have come out and say they don't have that capability. It's not, you know, that's, science isn't advanced that far to do that. It's like Star Trek, what you're talking about here. So this is all just a natural reassortment. It all happened by nature, yada, yada, this type of thing. And so I began to say, well, are they right? Do we really have this technology? And so I began to dig and dig and dig. And yes, most definitely, we do have this technology. And most definitely, it is under the control of Novartis, major pharmaceutical companies, World Health Organization, and the CDC. And so this paper basically outlines this software. It's called Oracle Software and the Daylight databases, okay? And then you track in to see where it all came from, the people involved. You know, that paper that I sent you just yesterday, I'm telling you what, this has really gotten some legs on it. I mean, I'm getting emails from some very high-level sources in our government already. This one kind of cracked through the veneer a little bit. You're speechless there.
But what you're telling us, and we should tell the audience, that the vehicle, and this is my assessment just briefly going over this, but for the listener, the vehicle to do what needed to be done now is identified, and it's in their own literature. Is that correct?
That's right. And it goes back to, of all things, this Dr. Tites, who is leading the charge to, you know, to basically prove Obama is not who he says he is. But, you know, this all just kind of just raises a whole lot of red flags. Yosef Tayetz, her husband, is the front man for this whole software program. Just, I don't see how that can be coincidental.
Well, that is a chiller, too. I mean, it's very difficult to listen to her story and her effort and give her credit, which I have been thinking I'm doing.
Right.
And then learning that her husband is a CEO with this kind of very, very high-tech technology called Oracle i8. Is that correct?
Oracle 8. It's the eighth version of the Oracle. It's the eighth generation, I understand.
Okay.
And I has some other significance, but no, you follow the links of this as I've done, and you find Novartis and their Chinese manufacturing, their chemical manufacturing companies there in mainland China, and it all starts to kind of come together. So yeah, that's what's happened.
Okay, so now this is new, ladies and gentlemen. This is the knowledge and the designation of the actual capability, I'll call it, but this incredible software technology. So why don't you go back a little bit? Now, that's also part of Promise. Now, remember Promise? That was something that was so wonderful, and then the United States government actually stole it from a group, I think a husband and his wife, Hamilton's, as I recall.
That's right, and Inslaw Corporation became basically the front of it. And then enter a man named Michael Riconosciuto, who I've never met the man, but I've met people that know him personally, and they tell me how incredibly genius he is, and basically had an Einstein-like quality where he can just go into these complex logarithmical mathematical formulas and just fill up a whole chalkboard like Mr. Nash, and it's a Beautiful Mind story, okay? But he made modifications to the Promise software, as the story goes, and then the next and other generations of it went out to the field of science and biology review, specifically in microbiology aspects and chemistry. And it was utilized heavily by the Defense Department, as you understand, at Fort Detrick, to basically go into these biological and chemical warfare agents, okay? So anything good like this incredible software package can be used for a good purpose, or it can be used to do some dastardly things, apparently. And that's what it looks like has happened with this. I understand this stuff is kind of on a top secret, need to know basis, but a lot of these strands come together, and you can see the tapestry. I need to give credit to author and the author of a book called Dr. Mary's Monkey, Edward Haslam is his name. His father was a doctor. He tells the whole story of the New Orleans covert labs, Anton Oshner, Alton Oshler, and that whole industrial medical complex that came, was working there on basically viral structures. This is back in the late 50s and into the 60s, and the whole story is an amazing read, and I know, talking to you many times, Barbara Jean, you've been a real student of the JFK assassination, and you know what? This story just is intertwined with those players like you won't believe.
All right.
I would really recommend listeners to just Google up on your computer. Dr. Mary's Monkey is the title of the book. The author is Haslam. His last name is Haslam. Please get a copy of this book. He self-published it. It's an amazing story of history that you'll never see on the primetime TV network. And Barbara Jean, I would highly recommend him as a guest for a series of shows on this program.
All right. That sounds like a good plan, doesn't it?
He would love to do it, and the man is absolutely articulate and brilliant. He's a great American. I was on with him a couple times on the Bill Deagle show, and I was just sat listening, rapt with his story. And he can tell you now where this has evolved. Out of the halls of the secret laboratories there in New Orleans to now the halls of Fort Detrick, there is no doubt they have the capabilities. and the technology to make these designer viruses for specific purposes. Again, all controlled by this master computer that exhibits artificial intelligence. A lot of times Hollywood makes the story, makes up a movie plot, but it's based on reality. And one such a movie is the show Eagle Eye. If you have not seen that, I'd recommend it to know what we're talking about here. You kind of need to watch that show about three times to get the full gist of what's going on, how this government of the people has evolved into these master artificial intelligence directing computers that can direct anything and everything through the use of what they call back doors into the banking institutions, your credit card companies, any type of security system that's set up on the freeways, your intersections in the cities, the traffic lights. All of these things can be tapped into through backdoor programs by this master system. And it is, in fact, Eagle Eye is a play on the Oracle structure.
It's interesting. In my brain waves, it keeps coming back Vince Foster. Now, I could be wrong, but it seems like there was something that he was involved in that was close or involved with Promise or InSlaw. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, I just got some of the emails I've just gotten from people I don't even know that have been forwarded this paper just since yesterday are bringing up Foster up, and I've got to do the follow-through with them. In fact, I even got a copy from Heaven's Reconosciuto's attorney, who was going to bring this paper today into Reconosciuto's federal cell.
Now, it's my understanding that he is incarcerated. Is that correct? The brilliant scientist.
Right. I don't claim to know the inside of this. I'm just telling you what has been told me by people that have come to visit me and to tell me the story. They claim that Reconosciuto was framed with a government sting operation, saying he was doing a clandestine methamphetamine lab. The evidence was basically all circumstantial, but he was railroaded. And it may or may not be true. I don't know. But the bottom line is his name keeps coming up in a number of papers, and people that I believe are genuine and sincere, such as Ted Gunderson and other people with the FBI. So,
okay, now we're going to have just a short segment, and we're going to be thinking, oh, my gosh, what on earth and how we're going to figure this out. So I'm going to invite you to help the novice out there put it together now, why this is so important, along with what we have been talking about with the potential of this pandemic and the different waves and the selection of what kind of vaccine you might get as compared to somebody else's. But the overriding story is that the pandemic of 1918 has been restructured. It's reversed and it's restructured, brought back to life. It's just a horror story, but that's where we are. And now we can see how they did it with this kind of technology. So help that person put those dots together, because this is emerging as the story of the century.
Well, I agree with you. It is. I'm just sitting here. How can we prove this wild claim that we've got a designer virus released? You know, you've got to, you know, to present a case to the grand jury for anything, you've got to present a motive, and I've done that, I believe, with the potential of billions of dollars of windfall profits in a mass vaccination. That's obvious. That's fairly easy to prove. Then you have to kind of show evidence of opportunity to do so, and then you've got to show how they did it, don't you? And that's the case that you have to prove to a U.S. attorney. Well, you know, the motive is pretty obvious. Novartis being positioned through their patent and their patent issuing in February of this year, it just seems like, okay, there you have that segment. their positioning through the World Health Organization and worldwide sales of their vaccine to make billions and billions of dollars. And then you look at, well, do they have the opportunity? Well, surely they do. They're tied into the research labs at Fort Detrick and the National Institutes of Health. It's, that is obvious. But then I was having problems with how do they do it? What's the means they used? And now we have that nailed down pretty well. It is the Oracle software. And again, it's utilizing the company's own brochures and documents to prove this.
I'll be darned. We'll go to break here. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Back with Dr. Ott for the final segment. Great work, extraordinary information, a computer that is so highly tuned and can read and integrate simultaneously, doesn't matter which language, whatever. We are living in that scientific age right before our eyes. Dr. Ott.
And a neat thing, I guess you can say, is it just keeps getting more and more incredibly advanced as we go. Like the Eagle Eye movie portrayed, will the next step be the moralization of a computer? I mean, the computer can draw moral conclusions and decide to liquidate people. Is that the next thing that might happen here? I don't know. But it's surely a possibility with this advancement of the artificial intelligence quotients, okay? So, if you want to know more about this, you can go online, type in this. It's a book that you can get online called The Last Circle by Miss Marshall. That's her pen name. Again, The Last Circle, and this will pretty much explain this whole story in a kind of an amazing made-for-TV movie script, but it's absolutely true. All right.
Then this latest article is up, isn't it? It's on Rents already, isn't it?
I don't know. I haven't heard from Jeff. I would be surprised if it wasn't.
Seems like I saw that, but I could be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. Check that out on the left-hand column. I think it's there, but don't hold me to it because I check a lot of things, and I didn't have as much time on that.
Well, I've written a lot of things, Barbara Jean, but I've never seen it go. I've got people that I don't even know giving me more information to this. And it's like wildfire. This one has inflamed a lot of interest.
Well, it puts it all together. It gives the capability, and so it could even predict a death toll, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's how come they're so sure in their statements.
You know, and I've always maintained in my interviews and said, look, people always ask me, why would they do this? Aren't they at risk themselves? And the answer to that is no. They really have something called controlled chaos. They want to be able to feel like they have the answers to everything. And with the supercomputer, it can do all of that. The scenarios of how these gene clades can mutate, when and even to the nth degree of how, especially if it's all integrated into such things as HARP and weather control, for heaven's sakes. It kind of puts it all together, in my opinion, as to we're not having this all happen by chance. No. They know exactly the scenario and plan outlined. But you know what? One thing they don't know, and like the movie portrays, bravery and integrity and a conscience of mind of an individual can usually overcome a machine.
We have a caller online. Dee, you're on with Dr. Ott.
Hello?
Yes.
There is another movie, and it's quite a few years ago. It's just called Plain AI. That's the name of it. Now, it doesn't have everything that you have in there, true, that you're talking about, but it does give you a really good idea of what they're trying to do. And then I saw something on TV the other night. It was a movie. I can't remember the name of it now, but it was talking about they are planning on having robots that can think just like a human person.
We're going to go to the top of the hour. Dr. Ott, we'll have you again, okay?
Thank you, Dee.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good day.
With recent internet